Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm your host, Stephen Kay. You have a question, you have a comment, you have a challenge that your business in your life with your money, feel free to call in just by dialing my name. 713-STEPHEN-KAY is the number to call. That's 713-783-8365. We'll be glad to help you out. If you're too shy or you're listening to the podcast, you can still call that number or you can shoot me an email. It's me@stephenkaylive.com. That's me@stephenkaylive.com. All right, we're going to get right into the subject at hand. Today's show, our regular Thursday show advisor is Dr. Dan Cuney with Customized Clinical Nutrition. Dr. Dan is a chiropractor. He is a wellness expert, and he's here to help you learn how to take better care of your health in a more natural fashion. And today's subject is on diets. Dr. Dan has a very particular diet that he's going to be talking about. But, Dan, I wanted to talk to you about diets in general because it seems that every 3, 6, 12 months, a new diet, a quote-unquote new diet comes out, and it's all the buzz and the rage, and people jump onto this diet, whatever it is. We saw the Atkins diet from a few years ago be a fairly big trend. We've heard of things like the South Beach diet, and it just seems like these diets come along. They have catchy names. They make all these promises. People get on them for a little while. They tend to have short-term results, which means they seem to work, but then either people go off the diet or they find something out about the diet that may not have been good for certain people. And then that trend goes away, and lo and behold, another one comes in, and we just see those ups and downs in dieting trends. And then we also have our own ups and downs in dieting habits that don't provide us consistency for our own health and wellness.
It's so true. And what the dieting industry is a multi-million-dollar industry, and it might even be a multi-billion-dollar industry at this point. So there is something to really consider with that. And so when I talk to my patients, what I really try to do is get back to the true factors of health and really teach them the principles of what is a healthy diet or a healthy way to live, not just a healthy way to change something for a short period of time. We can definitely teach you how to lose weight, and, you know, there's many, many ways to lose weight, but the question is, can we lose weight in a healthy way, start creating certain things that we do on a daily basis to help us move towards a higher level of health?
And that makes a lot of sense. Now, on your website, drdanwellness.com, and on our website for today's show, you have a great article about a very particular diet, and it's called the Dukan diet. And you know how I mispronounce names, so did I say that correctly?
Yes.
I got it right. All right, good. And you have a quote here from the Huffington Press. The Dukan diet has taken France by storm. It sold 3.5 million copies in 14 different languages and is being hailed as a lifelong weight loss answer. And in the article, you also talk about if somebody's looking to lose more than 20 pounds, which is typically not the average target that most diets go for. Most diets target on short-term basis 5 to 10 pounds, which I believe is healthy. But most people want to lose more weight than that. So this is an interesting combination of possibly being a good answer for what people are really looking for when it comes to healthy weight loss.
Yes, it is. It's interesting because what Dr. Dukan did is he took some principles that have been around for many, many years, which we can talk about, and then he created what I call a recipe for success. So he recognized these principles that were brought in early on by Dr. Melvin Page, which was back in the 1940s. And you mentioned about that in the article and also on my wellness, on my website. And the principles were something that was then purported later about by Dr. Atkins, which is carbohydrates are what actually cause us to gain weight. And there's so much misinformation out there about saturated fats. In other words, if we eat too many animal products, that we're going to get too much heart disease, that it's going to cause us to gain weight. Basically, we had a low-fat craze for the last 20 to 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happened in the last 20 or 30 years? Has our nation gotten more obese?
Actually, we have.
Yeah. You look at the statistics, they're really, really scary. And, you know, you can look at these things. I do these in my seminars. And it's just amazing because fat is not the enemy. Fat is something actually our brain consists of at least 50% fat. It's very important for us to have fat in our diet. A fat will give us 3 times as much energy as the same amount of carbohydrate. And a lot of people don't know what carbohydrate is. So let me talk about true carbohydrates are in vegetables, but what we're talking about is more refined carbohydrates like starches, like pasta, mm-hmm. bread, white potatoes, rice. These things are
all the things I like. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's what we've turned to it as a nation. You know, we've just moved more towards this. And this is what puts on the pounds. You know, it's so funny because you go to something like Weight Watchers and they'll tell you, you know, stay away from the whites. And they're right. You know, there's no question about it. But we want to try to do something even more healthy than that and get people moving. The particular thing that's so good about Dr. Dukan's diet is he's figured a way to jumpstart the metabolism. Now, a lot of people won't want to do what he's recommending, but we should definitely go through the concept of what he's doing. He's telling people to do all protein for 2 to 10 days, depending on how much weight loss that you need. And that means animal products and dairy, basically, all protein with 1 scoop of oat bran, which sounds excessive, but what it does is it gets metabolism going, start getting weight loss, it starts opening up the liver. It's kind of complicated, but bile comes out of your liver and starts to help kind of clean out your bowels and start moving in the right direction.
Now, at first glance, when you say all protein, from things that I've done, like working with personal trainers in gyms, protein is typically something that I would correlate with weight gain. You know, you want to put on muscle, you got to take in more protein. But you're saying it can also help you lose weight or maybe kind of do both at the same time?
Yeah, it is kind of complicated, Stephen, and it's hard to explain, but essentially what happens is that when you're eating protein and fat, you curb your carbohydrate cravings, okay? So the more protein and fat you have, now you're not looking for those carbs in your diet. And that when you're not looking for those carbs and you're stopping eating those starches, your body can start letting the pounds go. What happens, there's a couple levels here, is that your body will hold on to fat when you're not getting enough fat in your diet. There's a interesting book written, and the title of the book is called Eat Fat, Lose Fat by Marion Neig. And she's this very well-known author, and she just goes through the truth about fats and how they work in your body. It's a pretty technical book, but just the concept, just the title alone kind of teaches us a little bit about how important fat is in our diet.
Makes a lot of sense. Now, backing up for a second, you did, like I did, bring up the Atkins diet, and mm-hmm. that kind of got It kind of got this perception that it was a diet that where you just, you know, I even heard jokes on TV shows and through comedy skits where it was basically the diet that you can eat meat and bacon and lose weight. Not exactly what it is, but it does have a difference. And that seemed to work okay for certain people, but it still, to me, I kept saying to myself, there's something wrong about that concept that just doesn't seem completely healthy.
Well, you know, I believe, and I truly believe that it's important to have lots of healthy vegetables in our diet. There's no question about that. What Dr. Atkins kind of got into was he started talking about how important it is to And if you notice, Dr. Dukan's doing the same thing, which is really get those carbohydrates down, get the metabolism moving. But see, what most people don't do is they don't read the whole Atkins book. They don't read the whole Dukan book. So when they go to the Atkins diet, you first start with a lot more high protein, high dietary fats, and a low carbohydrate diet. But then what happens is you start bringing back in the vegetables to a balance. The concern with the Atkins diet and the Dr. Dukan diet is sometimes these doctors trying to help people, they kind of don't look at some of the health information, and that's what you're leading to. So in other words, Dr. Atkins and Dr. Dukan both recommend artificial sugars, and there's no way that I'm going to recommend artificial sugars to my patients. You know, Splenda, you know, NutraSweet, these things, we have so many negative side effects from them. There's a movie that's called A Sweet Misery, which is just a 2-hour movie that talks all about the side effects of NutraSweet and that how if it went through the FDA today, it would never pass. And they're starting to look at nervous system problems and everything that's developing from it. So we have to be careful about our diets and saying, oh, well, that's fine. If I'm having diet soda, then that's, you know, I'm good because I'm not having sugar.
That's true. And I've always said to people from my own layman perspective, how can chemically created sugar be healthier than what's made naturally in the world? I understand that too much of anything is not necessarily a good thing. You can't have too much sugar in your diet. But how can you say that something that's chemically created by man is more healthy for you than what's already naturally created by God? It just doesn't make sense to me.
And that's true. And it's a principle, and I thank you for that, because it's a principle that I go by. You basically, and we talked a little bit about this on our radio show last week, is that if you eat from the outside of the grocery store, which is more the things that God put on the planet, you're going to be much healthier than if you eat from the inside of the grocery store, which is things that man has made. So that's a really huge concept and principle to learn. The more that you can put, you know, natural meats, natural vegetables, natural fruits into your diet, the healthier you're going to be.
That makes a lot of sense. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Dr. Dan Cuney. And if you want more information on the Doocan diet, it's on his website at drdan.com. That's very easy, drdanwellness.com. And if you have a question, you are welcome to call the show. We're live right here on Life, Business, and Money. The number to dial, 713-783-8365. That's 713-783-8365. Welcome back to the Life, Business, and Money radio show. I'm Stephen Kay. I'm here with one of my great LBM show advisors. Yeah, LBM, Life, Business, and Money. One of my great show advisors, Dr. Dan Cuney, who is our expert. And if you have a question for Dan about how you can lose weight naturally without affecting your health in a negative way, you definitely want to, number one, pay attention to this episode. More importantly, number two, give us a call. 713-783-8365 is the number to the show. That's 713-S-T-E-V-E-N-K. Or you can shoot an email to me at stephenklive.com. And, of course, you can find all that information on our website at stephenklive.com. Dr. Dan, in the last segment, you started to talk about something that we didn't have time to expand on, and that is saturated fats. And some people seem to have a fear of saturated fats, but I think, if I'm reading this correctly, that it is an important part of any good diet.
Yes, it is. And I also want to remind people of the difference. The main difference between Dr. Atkins and Dr. Duchan is Dr. Duchan has a bit of a fear of saturated fats. So he kind of talks a lot about staying away from foods that are high in saturated fat, even though he does do a lot of protein. But what I wanted to make sure that if you go and pick up this book and you read it, that you be careful about falling into the trap where a lot of medical doctors fall into, which is saturated fats causing heart disease. Pretty much Dr. Atkins debunked that idea. If people don't know that he was a cardiologist, and he would take people who are ready to get into heart surgery, and he would put him on his diet, and he would be able to get them so that they wouldn't have to go into heart surgery by cleaning out their arteries with that. We do that in our practice all the time with that plus herbs and things and clean out the arteries, and it's very possible to change their probable predictable future. But one of the things that I always like to quote is when you go back to the Framingham study, there's a study in Framingham, Massachusetts that was done. It's still an ongoing study. It's been 1,000 people that are being followed in their health and their well-being. And what they found was is that if they dropped their cholesterol, okay, 1 milligram per deciliter is what it's called. But if they drop their cholesterol 1 point, basically in the first 14 years of study, they showed a 14% increase in cardiovascular death and 11% increase in overall mortality. This is completely opposite of what everybody's been told. Everyone has been told that, you know, if you keep raising your cholesterol, you're going to have more heart disease, more death, And that's just really not what the research shows. There's many, many, many research things done on saturated fat, and there's very few that are linking it to heart disease. The reality is it's a big confusion between that and trans fats.
Now, is this, and forgive my ignorance here, that's why I have you on the show, you are the expert. But is this the same thing that some doctors talk about, the difference between good cholesterol, or does this go beyond that?
Well, it does have something to do with that, but it is a little bit more complicated to get into that topic today. We would probably have to do a whole show on that. Okay, but the basic concept is people start talking about total cholesterol and there's an issue when it gets too high, and they say, okay, well, now we need to get on some medications to bring that cholesterol down. Well, we can drop that cholesterol, and we do it in our practice all the time by getting people off the starches, the pasta, the bread, the white potatoes, and rice. We see it all the time. People take 30 days where they take out all the grains from their diet. They do no pasta, bread, white potatoes, and rice, and they normalize those cholesterol numbers. So what I'm trying to tell you is that we can normalize them by taking the starches out. I'm trying to also tell you that increasing your saturated fats is not going to push your cholesterol up. And those two things are important for us to understand, because if we understand that, we'll get rid of this low-fat craze, get rid of the fear of saturated fats. We'll start feeding our brain. By the way, cholesterol makes pretty much in your body. So do we have a problem in our society with more depression, more and hormonal problems?
Good point.
So, you know, when we're trying to push these things down, there's an issue. Now, this stuff is flying in the face of what you'll hear from most medical doctors. So I want to quote a couple books that you can go look at. One of them is called The Cholesterol Myth by Ravitskov, which is hard to say. So it's in the article and on our websites. And it's also The Cholesterol Con by Anthony Colopo. And, you know, I mentioned the Eat Fat, Lose Fat by Mary Anig.
Uh-huh.
And my favorite book, if you really want to understand how all of this stuff happened, it's called Good Calories, Bad Calories by Gary Tobbs. It's a thick book. I'm telling you that it's probably 50 pages are references, because he was a New York Times journalist who wrote an article about how Atkins is helping people, and he got ousted. And so what he did is he took years. Went and researched and researched and researched all the real true information of how we moved into a low-fat craze.
Well, if you're looking for that list of books that Dr. Dan just went through, you can find it in the article. Is the article on your website?
Yes.
It's on Dr. Dan's website, which is drdanwellness.com, so you can find the article there, drdanwellness.com. You can find the article under today's episode at stephenklive.com, of course. And if you're lazy and you're like, I just don't want to read, then you can call Dr. Dan for a consult. And his office number, not our call-in number, his office number is 713-295-9358. I'll say that again a little slower because I know talk show hosts, they talk fast. 713-295-9358. Call Dr. Dan for a consult. He'll be more than happy to sit down and talk with you about if this diet is right for you and how you can implement it for your better health. And Dr. I know you want to get into the four phases of this diet. We might have to start that here and take that into the next segment. But real quick, you know, for somebody who's really concerned about their health and they want to lose more than 20 pounds, like your article says the Dukan diet can do, the long-term benefit in my mind, of course, is I'm going to feel better throughout my day. I'm going to have more energy to get the things that I want to get done, both at work and at home. And therefore, I'm going to have a more productive, a more happy, a more satisfied and fulfilled life.
Absolutely. What I found is that when you get the food back into your system, when you start feeding your body the way it's supposed to be fed, you have more energy, you have more vibrance, you're speeding your endocrine or neurohormonal system, and it's picking up. I had a patient that just did the Dukan diet, and she said, I couldn't believe that how much more energy I had, and the number one thing it taught me by doing the on all protein, I'm not eating enough protein. That's what she said to me, and she said, when I started realizing that, and maybe I won't do the Dukan diet for the rest of my life, but what I did learn is I need to get more protein in my diet. And so these things are really important for us to experience.
And that's another important point, and I know we'll get into this more in the next segment, is you might start a particular diet to get very specific results, but what a good diet really should teach you is even if you end the diet as it's structured, it should teach you good, healthy eating habits that you'll just stick with long term throughout your life so you can continue to improve your health and well-being. 713-783-8365 is the number to call if you have a question for Dr. Dan Kuehne. That's 713-STEVENK. We're live here on Life, Business, and Money. And again, if you want to read a little bit more about the Doocan diet, you can find it on our StephenKLive.com. The article is under today's page. If you're having trouble looking for it, or if you just want to go straight to Dr. Dan's website, it's simply drdanwellness.com. And if you just, like I said before, you just don't want to read anything, call Dr. Dan's office at 713-295-9358. They'll be glad to help you out. More to come on Life, Business, and Money right after this. Welcome back to the Life, Business, and Money radio show, airing live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time at StephenKLive.com, powered by Blog Talk Radio. If you have a question and you're listening to us live, you are welcome to call into the show, 713-783-8365. That number is 713-STEVENK. When you come on, if you're just calling in to listen, you don't have to do anything. If you're calling in and ask a question, press 1, and it'll notify me that you want to talk on the air. Most likely, if you're listening to today's show, you want to talk to Dr. Dan because you're concerned about your health and wellness. If you're listening to the podcast, that number goes to my office when we're off the air, and I'll be happy to refer you to Dr. Dan or any of our other show advisors that you're looking for and help you however I can. That is the purpose of Life, Business, and Money. I'm here with Dr. Dan Kuehne, our customized clinical nutritionist. He is talking with us about the Doocan diet and how you can lose, if you're looking to lose 20 pounds or more of weight and start to eat healthier and be healthier and feel better throughout your day, then this may be the diet for you. It's called the Doocan diet. There's information on his website at drdanwellness.com. And Dr. Dan, you say that there are phases to this diet, that, and this will maybe help simplify it for myself and everybody else listening, but there are four phases to this diet that you go through with your clients and your patients. Let's talk about those four phases.
Sure. What Dr. Doocan found out was that what we already mentioned was this attack phase, or phase one, which is for 2 to 10 days, where it jump starts your metabolism and accelerates your weight loss. You can start seeing the weight come off. It also excites the patients because they can see, hey, this is working. And they go, hey.
It's nice to see. You know, we talk about long-term results a lot, and I'm a big believer in long-term results versus short-term fixes. But it's nice to see some things take effect in relatively a short amount of time, just so you have, if anything else, that sense of accomplishment, like, okay, this is working, and it helps keep you motivated and keep you going.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things to get with the attack phase is that you are making a big change. When you're coming off of carbohydrates and starches and moving, there can be bowel changes. And bowel changes could be moving towards constipation or diarrhea. And that's something that they manage a little bit with using something called oat bran. So they tell you to use a scoop of oat bran during this time. They also teach you how to make a pancake with oat bran. And no, it's not like a regular pancake, but it still is something that you can have, that it'd be a little bit of carbohydrates so you don't feel like, oh man, I'm not getting any. And also you can talk to me, and I can help you manage that situation when you're going through that. The second phase is called the cruise phase. And that phase, what it does is it alternates between an all-protein day and a protein and vegetable day. So you have an all-protein day, protein and vegetable, all-protein, protein and vegetable, and it goes back and forth. And so you go through that cruise phase, which is still, you're getting the weight loss, but it's slowing down because you're bringing the carbohydrates of the vegetables in there. And that also helps normalize out the bowels a lot. The third phase is called the phase. And basically, this is when they bring in the, quote, the previously forbidden foods. So you start to bring those back in. Now, Dr. Doocan purports that what happens is that if you follow his protocol, that you can start eating some of those foods that you really like, and not continue to gain weight. Now, I'm a nutritionist, so I'm going to tell you that you know, it's never going to be great to sit there and eat lots of unhealthy food. I mean,
yeah.
I think we can clearly realize that there's a probable predictable future of that. But as far as the weight concern is he purports that if you do what he says, you can keep the weight off. And that's a really powerful statement. And then the fourth phase is what he calls permanent stabilization. Now, what he says is for you to keep that weight off, you have to kickstart your metabolism at least once a week. And you do that by picking a day of the week, say it's Thursday, and every Thursday for the rest of your life, which that's a big long commitment, but for the rest of your life is a pure protein day. What I mean that is that there's nothing but protein on that day every Thursday. And the trick is you can't change that day. So it's a commitment. Now, can you do this out and about? Of course. You can go to restaurants. You can order lots of protein. You just don't order the other stuff. But the point is that he sees people, and he's been doing this for, I believe, over 20 years, getting lots of results. It went through France, and they got a lot of results in France. It went to the United Kingdom. They got a lot of results there. And then it was released in the United States earlier this year. And we have seen patients who have taken this on get great results. Now, if it's not something that speaks to you, there are other ways of doing it. And we'll go right back to the beginning where we talked about Dr. Melvin Page's diet. That's the diet that I use with my patients most often, but that's a much slower move towards weight loss. You'll lose 5 pounds a month until you get your ideal weight. But if you really need to lose a lot of weight or you need to jumpstart your metabolism and move in the right direction, then you want to go towards the Dukan diet.
All right, so there you have the four phases that can help you do this in a much in a healthier manner that can really help you learn how to achieve long-term results with your health and wellness. And if you have more questions for Dr. Dan, you can go to his website, drdanwellness.com. CUNY, he has drdancuny.com too, but might be a little tough to spell, K-U-E-H-N-E. So just go to drdanwellness.com, and you can find the information on the Dukan diet. You can give Dr. Dan a call at 713-295-9358. That's 713-295-9358, and he'll be glad to sit down and consult with you on whether or not, number one, this diet is actually good for you. You say it's good for most people, but with everybody, things can be a little bit different.
Yes, I mean, we will have to think about where are currently before you move into a diet and work, because it is a dramatic change in your diet, obviously, to go to all protein. Most people will do fine with that, but it's wise for us to pay attention to where you're at and what's going on.
All right, so there's the information for you. Go to drdanwellness.com or give Dr. Dan a call at 713-295-9358. That's 713-295-9358. Dr. Dan, as always, a pleasure to have you on the show. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate the advice that you give. And a note for next week, have we confirmed that we're going to be on Monday or not? No, 100% confirmed yet. I put you on the spot there.
Yeah.
Sorry. But most likely, because of Thanksgiving, Dr. Dan may be here on Monday rather than Thursday next week because, we're all going to be off on Thursday celebrating with our family. So stay tuned for more information from Dr. Dan right here on Life, Business, and Money in the upcoming weeks, because every week he's going to give you a different piece of advice on how you can improve your health and wellness, do it in a natural and healthy way that gives you both short-term and long-term results. That will, well, basically what it comes down to is help you extend your life. All right, we'll be back on Life, Business, and Money in just a short moment to wrap up today's show.